I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. As a friend of mine wrote last night on Facebook, this next story makes it feel like Homeland is now a reality show. 6 years ago, a retired FBI agent took a trip to an Iranian island in the Persian Gulf, and a few days later, he vanished. The U.S. government said he was on a private business trip, but now we find out he was actually on a rogue CIA mission. Those are the facts in the case of Robert or Bob Levinson, according to an investigation by the Associated Press. Ted Bridas is the Washington investigative editor for the AP.
We know almost nothing about how he disappeared. He checked out of his hotel in March.
That's in 2007, right?
In 2007, and he vanished. Christine Levinson, his wife, has traveled to Iran. She has seen the guest book of him signing out. He was there to meet an American fugitive named Salahuddin, who was charged with murder in a pretty sensational case of its own. And Salahuddin had not met with him, so he literally vanished into thin air.
So this was supposed to be secret cloak and dagger stuff. How did the story emerge that Levinson was working as this kind of rogue freelance agent for this small group of analysts at the CIA?
When Bob Levinson disappeared in March of 2007, there was immediate introspection within the CIA, and they had gone to Congress and by extension the White House, telling Congress, we were not involved. He was not working for us. He didn't have a current contract. And, of course, that turned out not to be the case. And it wasn't until the family, through some really diligent efforts working with their lawyers, had uncovered the sort of irrefutable evidence that Bob, in fact, had been on an unauthorized intelligence-gathering trip on behalf of CIA analysts when he disappeared. And they went to the Senate, and the Senate was outraged, and the White House had to concede that it had put forth this false information. And it was a big scandal inside the CIA, but it was all secret at the time and had been until yesterday. There had been no public accountability of this big screw-up.
Right. And the CIA, I gathered, paid the family $2.5 million to avoid a public lawsuit?
As part of its investigation, which really didn't get underway, because of the false statements and how long it took for the family to pull out the evidence that he was in fact working for the CIA, 6 months, the CIA did pay the family $2.5 million in the form of a tax-free annuity. So they've been getting tax-free income, as well as money from his contract that he had been operating under in Iran at the time.
Now, Ted, your organization, the AP, agreed to hold off publishing the story three times. How was that decision made?
Very difficult. We had uncovered this information about 3 years ago, and it was an important accountability story. It was an important story that needed to be told about, the intelligence community and a major problem. Within the CIA, this was considered as big a scandal as the false information about WMDs in Iraq. Yet when we went to the government and said we are poised to publish, each time the government came back with some persuasive and specific information about some promising efforts to get Bob home. And the AP, acting responsibly, agreed to hold temporarily. And in our most recent conversations, the AP felt enough time had passed. The information about Bob working for the CIA was almost certainly known by Iran. We asked for specific information. They asked us again to hold, but without specific information. They couldn't tell us with any specificity why holding the story would result in better efforts, better chances that Bob would be home. So the AP decided to publish.
Now, I can see this as a scandalous story, but how did your source explain it as just as big as the false intel on WMD in Iraq?
Analysts are not supposed to run operatives. They're not supposed to be involved in field work. There are so many risks of an agent being turned. There are so many risks of agents being put in harm's way. The analytical community within the CIA have, very dedicated lanes that they're supposed to be operating in. And this was a case where where they weren't. They were well outside their lanes. And in fact, when the scandal had broken internally and there was a discovery at the White House what had happened, three analysts lost their jobs, were moved elsewhere in government or retired, and seven others were disciplined.
How certain is the belief that Levinson might be in Iran and who might be holding him? Because President Rouhani seems to be saying the same thing as his predecessor, Ahmadinejad, about Levinson. They don't really know anything about his whereabouts.
We really don't know. Certainly the opinion of the U.S. government, the intelligence community, the sources that we've talked with over the years, they believe fairly uniformly that he is being held in Iran. But really, we don't know. They've war-gamed out different scenarios. Was it Russian organized crime? Could it have been a mugging? Could it have been X, Y, and Z? And they keep coming back to the Iranian government has Bob Levinson.
Incredible story. Ted Brightus, the Washington investigative editor for the Associated Press, thanks for telling us about it.
Happy to be here.
The White House said today that Bob Levinson was not a U.S. government employee when he went missing in Iran and that there's an ongoing investigation into his disappearance. Spokesman Jay Carney also said he wasn't going to say anything that may further harm efforts to bring Levinson home safe. Levinson's family, by the way, told us it's time for the U.S. government to take care of one of its own.